Chapter 4, Tomorrow Never Comes. Ever heard the saying tomorrow never comes? Well, nothing could be more true in business. It's why a lot of the world sit on their fat arses talking about how they invented the greatest invention over 10 years before an entrepreneur actually released it and got rich selling it. Taking most criminals out of the equation, I think there are three kinds of people. The sheep who follow all the rules and become part of society, finish school and get a job, then just coast through life. Then there are the wantrepreneurs, and these people really piss me off. They sit on their arse, like the majority of society, but they talk a great game. The only problem is, that's all it is, talk. They have all the ideas and invented all the cool stuff long before anyone else, but never did anything about it. Then, there's you and me. The entrepreneurs who get shit done. Build businesses, invent products, follow our dreams and try to make the world a better place. No matter how successful we become, we never stop pushing and having new ideas and following them through, right to the end. A real entrepreneur understands that tomorrow never comes, and that's why we never wait until tomorrow to do something that can be done today. The only problem is, we never have enough today to get everything done, so we have to prioritize or we can become busy fools. A few of you may be reading that thinking you just pissed off over 90% of the population by calling them all sheep or wantrepreneurs. If the start of this chapter made you angry or you feel upset by it, then my response to you is, fuck you, I'm an entrepreneur. Do you have a fantastic idea you haven't achieved yet? Have you been thinking about something for many years, waiting for the right time to start? Have you been dying to quit your job and just give it a go at something you love? If any of these sayings are even close to something you want to do in your life, then you need to make it happen. If you want to become a personal trainer or you want to become a property mogul, the best time to get started was 20 years ago, but the second best time is right now. If you have been considering doing something for years but haven't had the balls to say fuck it, I'm doing it, then right now I want you to close your eyes and imagine your life once your idea, invention or life-changing thing you want to do is a reality. You need to close your eyes and focus on your breathing. You need to picture your life exactly as you want it to be. You need to imagine yourself making the changes you need to make so that everything falls into place. Do you see it? Do you hear the sounds around you and feel what success is like? Do you like it? Does it feel good? Do you feel great about your life and proud of what you have achieved? Now, look at your actual life and what you're doing with it. Will you be in that place you just imagined in a few years if you stay on the path you're on right now? If the answer is no, then you need to make the change immediately. Right this second, in your mind, I want you to tell yourself you're going to do it. Tell yourself now and do it before someone else does, and you become the bitter wantrepreneur making claims on someone else's initiative and success. Tell yourself right now you're not going to wait any longer. You're going to do it now. You're not going to wait for things to be just right because they never will. Put your foot on the accelerator now and just fucking do it. You are one of the luckiest creatures on this planet to be born a human being, and believe it or not, you only get to do this thing once. So, if you're not living it the way you would in your dreams, you're wasting it. Do you know there's a 1 in 400 trillion chance of being born a human being? Do you know that you have already won the lottery 100 times over just by being lucky enough to be born a human being? You were already born into debt to those who built the roads you walk on and sacrificed for the world you now live in, so don't waste it. Appreciate it and do something great with your life. Do you appreciate knowing you won the lottery of life every day? Or are you wasting it doing shit just passing the time and hoping something will change? I don't care if you're 15 or 95. It's never too early or too late to make that change and start pushing forward for what you want. My mother was the greatest inspiration in my life. She showed me how to live. She never made a lot of money and she never achieved great wealth, but she lived on her own terms all of her life and no one ever held her over a barrel for anything. My mother wouldn't think twice about telling anyone, no matter how important they were, to go and fuck themselves, and she would stand by that go fuck yourself no matter the consequences. I think living your life like that and always being true to yourself is by far the most challenging thing a human being can do. Have you ever heard he worked hard every day of his life and he died with nothing? When I hear that, I always think to myself, that person won the lottery 100 times over and then wasted it. Being born a human is winning the biggest lottery you can ever win, and not living your life exactly how you want it should be a crime. If you have a dream, an invention, or just want to do something else, I'm giving you permission right now to go for it. Make that change in your life. Fuck all the consequences and problems it may cause, because you and I both know that tomorrow never comes, so don't wait for it. Procrastination is failure. How often do you procrastinate when you want to do something fun? The answer likely is, never. Why? Because there is no way you can fail at something you enjoy doing. Procrastinating isn't just thinking things through. It's looking for excuses not to do it, and if you procrastinate long enough, you will always find a reason not to do something. Then one day, you look in the mirror and you're 75 years old and you still haven't started or got it done. If you do it when you're young, you have your whole life to enjoy it, but if you wait until you're old as fuck, then you don't. If you're looking in the mirror right now and you're already 75 and that one thing you have always wanted to do you still haven't started, then I have two things I want to say to you. The first thing I want to say is shame on you. You get one life and you haven't lived it and been true to yourself. The second thing I want to say to you is, it's never too late to get started. I know it's hard looking at yourself in the mirror and realizing you should have done something years before, but let's not dwell on that. Instead, point back at yourself and shout, tell yourself you're going to do it and then get started, today. Are you scared of failure? Are you afraid people will see you fail? Do you worry people will look at you and laugh? Let me tell you now, you might fail. In fact, you probably will the first few times you try, and people will try to deter you from your dreams. They will be there to tell you, I told you so when you fail, and honestly, they will likely laugh at you behind your back, but when you succeed, that all changes. You go from being the madman who is always trying to change the world, to the rich entrepreneur they all wish they had the balls to be like. You become the one they all look up to and come to for advice when they have a crazy idea they are too scared to chase. You might fail, you might look silly, and you may get laughed at, but if you don't try, you have already failed, and when you lay there on your deathbed, you will look back at your life with nothing but regret. When you die, none of this matters, so stop being a pussy and do it now. If you start now and take the first steps toward what it is you want to achieve, this time next week, next month, or maybe next year, you will be able to look back on your life, who you used to be, and feel proud of who you have become. Success isn't something that comes overnight. The path is laid with hard work, failure, late nights, sacrifices, and disappointment, but when you get there and feel proud of what you have achieved, it's all worth it. Tomorrow never comes, and if you keep waiting for it to get started or continue waiting for everything to be perfect, you will never get started and you will never get where you want to be. One of the advantages successful people have over the rest of the world is they learn to keep promises to the one person who matters most, themselves. I don't want you to do this for your kids, your family, or anyone else. I want you to make the promise to yourself that you're going to make this happen, and I want you to keep that promise because respecting yourself enough to keep the promises you make to yourself is the very first step to becoming great.